I was a little moved by the last hymn by John Wesley. What a faith! What a trust! As a child, trusting on his or her dad or mom, John Wesley was singing, trusting and affirming his faith in God. Fear, uncertainty, and doubt. In the market world, they shorten these three words into three letters. They call it as FUD, F-U-D. They use the word FUD to apply for the sales. It was first used in 1920s to make people fear of shortage of something. When new technology or new products comes into the market, the leading companies will come up with some kind of advertisement saying that you cannot trust in that product. They do not have so much experience in that particular area. They are not experts. Nowadays, we can see in the market, maybe sometimes you will get some offers saying that limited offer, grab it. They're making a fear, an uncertainty, and giving us some doubt. Will I get it? If I'm not going today and buy it, will I get it? It's limited offer, creating fear, creating uncertainty, and creating doubt. It is a market tactic. But it is our life reality. You and me, we all have faced fear, and we are going through fear. We may be facing uncertainty, or we have some doubts. What will happen? The two readings that we have just heard, the context of both readings tells us that in Isaiah 40 and 41, we can see Israelites were in captivity. They were in exile. They were facing fear, and they did not know what will happen next. The same experience we can see in the gospel reading. I love the post-resurrected incidents and explanations. In all the post-resurrected explanations, we could see disciples' fear and their anxiety. What will happen in their life? And many were in doubt. In Luke's Gospel, it is well versed in verse 13, 38 says, when Jesus asked them, Why are you frightened? Why do doubts arise in your hearts?
I read this from the NRSV translation.
Why are you frightened? And why do doubts in your hearts?
Fear, uncertainty, and doubt muddle their lives.
If you go through the post-resurrected incidents, we can see uniqueness of each appearance. Jesus' appearance to disciples on the road to Emmaus and Jesus appeared to them when they were withdrawing from their calling. They felt that they lost. They felt that they are in a situation that they cannot go forward with their calling, with their mission. So they were going back to Emmaus.
When Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene, and she was telling that she had lost her master.
I lost my master.
Jesus' appearance in the time of loss.
For a single person's doubt, Jesus appeared for Thomas because he values one.
When disciples were fishing and they were experiencing a great loss, they were not getting a single fish. When their expertise were failed, Jesus appeared.
What it shows? It shows his presence in our workplaces, in our efforts.
So in the ordinary places where we fail, where we doubt, when we face disappointments, when we experience loss.
Dear sisters and brothers in Christ, in all these places, Jesus is reaching. He is reaching. His network is powerful than any other network.
Sometimes when you are at home or staying in a very, very, very remote place, you won't get the phone coverage, you know. You can't call some people. If you try, they will say you are out of coverage area. But Jesus is telling his network is powerful than any other network.
In all through Bible, we can see God is pursuing humans.
For what? For humans' benefit.
God's thirst for humans.
God knew our fears and doubts. As I said, God's network is more powerful than anyone. He can reach us anywhere. In any situation, he can reach us.
And he can lead us.
He can solve our problems.
Whatever situations, whatever context,
he can reach us. And he will give us strength.
He will give us courage. He will give us power to overcome.
And we are celebrating Pentecost next Sunday. And in the gospel passage, we have seen that Jesus was telling to his disciples, wait to receive great power in your lives. And if you read Isaiah chapter 14, we can see that I will give power to the weak, your friends in Christ, as we prepare ourselves to celebrate the Pentecost. What is the best time to receive God's power? The disciples received the Holy Spirit in their very weakest time. We always think that, okay, the weakest time, the lonely time, when we lose our strength, we will be totally shattered. But the most useful time to receive God's Spirit is the time when we go through troubles, when we face fear, when we face uncertainty, when we have doubt. That time God can turn all these to a new face. And if you read the passage, the gospel passage, we can see a transformation. What was the transformation? A place of fear has been a place of revelation. And Jesus was revealing himself to his disciples. It was a place of uncertainty, a place of doubt, become a place of revelation. And Jesus was commissioning them. A place of fear become a place of commissioning, a place of promise of anointing, a place to give promise of Holy Spirit. And even Jesus was teaching the scripture to his disciples. Dear friends, a place of fear, a place of uncertainty, a place of doubt become a place of teaching and learning. Don't worry when we face fear. God is trying to teach you something. God is trying to tell you something. God is giving you direction which way you have to go forward. That is the transformation. A place of fear and uncertainty and doubt become a place of revelation, a place of feast, a place of understanding, a place of promise, a place of anointing, a place of promise to give Holy Spirit. That is the transformation. That's what I always, always believe and proclaim, that this is not a book of information. This is a book of transformation. It can transform our lives. Through this, God will speak to you. God will change our lives. Yes, friends in Christ. Let me stop my speech here. As we celebrate God's feast today, if we have disappointment, turn all these disappointments into God's appointments. Turn all disappointments into God's appointment. That's what we are coming to the Holy Table to receive His body and blood. What is the promise Jesus has given to us to receive this? It was a promise for now and for the future. If you read John chapter 6 verse 54, Jesus says, "He who eats my flesh
and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. You will have eternal life. You have realized eschatology, the theologians will say. You can experience God's power through this. And those who receive this, God will raise him at the last day. That is the promise. So, dear friends in Christ, believe in his promises. Trust him in his faithfulness and his steadfastness. God will help us. Any situation, he can reach us. He can transform that situation. May God continue to bless each one of us to experience God's power as we prepare us to celebrate Pentecost in the coming week. May God bless you all.